The Hideous Creature Show.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
To you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is July 8th, 2010.
It's going to be one of those days.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
My name is Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
This is episode 51. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet.
One more to a year.
I officially have to say that this is probably the biggest, the longest time that we've taken to actually get a show ready to do, because everything just keeps fucking up.
A show for real already, and we haven't even said two sentences, and it's taken us what, 3 hours?
Yeah, and my kidney failed.
Mine's about to.
I actually feel it failing. Going ooh.
Oh man, I think everything that start the show off. It's what, 97 in the bedroom right now?
Right, yes. Now, but it's
in the Hideous Creature Show studio.
Yeah,
it's 97 degrees, and it's 7:30 at night. So right. It's not like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun's beating down. It's 7:30 and it's 97 degrees up here.
Yeah, and we started at 5. We all got here at 5 o'clock to kind of get shit ready. And
we had an hour of prep, and then that went to shit.
Well, everything started once my undulating fan died. My favorite fan just went kaput and died. And so we had to get rid of that. And now we got this other... We got two box fans just shooting in on us, and it's... We're sweating balls up here and boobs.
And I'm wearing long johns under these pants.
And
you probably are.
Oh, I'm fucking... I love the heat.
You do. I hate it.
And I put my slippers on. I got my Hawaii slippers on.
You do.
And I'm very happy.
Because of the heat, all of our equipment is crapping out. It's all like working double time along with our brains. Not to mention the fact that I've had 5 beers and the show hasn't even started.
No. Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
I cut myself off.
Oh,
really?
God. You're responsible. I've had like 6.
1, 2. I had 3 and some Tisdale.
I have my 5th in my hand right now.
Well, it's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, fuck it. Who cares?
No one's listening. This is one of those. That? This is like the archive of nobody's listening.
I'm just like the token broad that hangs out with these guys. I don't even have a job.
I don't have a job either.
Well, you're trying to do the movie Madness, and June's getting the stuff ready, and
you're the talent.
All I do is sit here and drink.
Jenny almost took a booze news, too.
And do wisecracks. I had to lay down.
You're the sparkle in our Twitter.
Oh, that's nice.
In our unicorn meat?
Yep.
Yes.
She's a sparkle in our unicorn
meat.
What
is a group of unicorns called? A miracle?
No.
Yes. Yes.
All right, you got to know this.
I thought it was going to be a polycorn. Well, that would be a unicorn with more than one horn.
I forget what this is.
Polycorn?
Yeah. That was a Brad Neely. Made that up with the polycorns.
How's your week been, June?
Very fucking busy. I've been waking up at 5 in the morning to go to work, so I've been just, and sleep, this weather, it's really hot in Portland right now, and I sleep, this is the best for me to sleep.
Oh, God.
You sleep like a princess.
Really? Yeah, I sleep, it's the best.
You texted me at like 5:15 one morning.
I think it was
this
morning.
Hello?
I was like, yeah, we're doing the show, motherfucker.
I hadn't gone to bed yet.
At all. You didn't go to bed until after 5?
I didn't go to bed. I haven't gone to bed.
Math.
That's
speed.
A funny story.
No, so, it's you're that's crazy if you could sleep in this shit.
I love it.
Oh,
I sleep.
God, I can't.
It just reminds me of Hawaii.
It makes me so grumpy.
And that's my little cradle.
Well, you know that I don't like wet hair. That's one of my things. I don't like wet hair touching me. And sweaty hair is even worse than wet hair. I hate sweaty hair. Thank God June found a rubber band. I have like a broccoli rubber band in my hair right now.
Actually, I think it is.
I think it is a broccoli one. I didn't even care. I would have tied it up with a garbage tie to get this shit off of my neck and face.
We're going to glue it if we didn't find a rubber band.
I would have shaved my head today.
Some of the things we're going to get to on the show, we're going to do movie madness. We're going to do a topic of the week, and this week's episode 51's topic is shit that you had when you're shit that you wanted as a kid that you never got. And then, of course, we're going to go into douchebag of the week as well. How was your 4th of July, Patrick?
4th of July was pretty. It was a lazy day.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
The weather was perfect on that day.
Did I sleep with a hooker? I did. The weather was perfect on that day. It was cool enough. It was hung out, just really took it easy, set off some fireworks, shot some film. It was good.
Intriguing.
Very spellbinding.
Just you, your film, and your Johnson.
I've got a Super 8. I'm feeling great. Filming you and my Johnson.
So the intro of the show was this commercial that I found online. And it's an outboard motor commercial.
If you didn't know what it was, they don't ever specify.
No.
It's just him, his mates, and his Johnson.
And distant lights, you can kind of get it. And rooster tails, you can kind of get it. But besides
I would have thought that was some kind of weird sexual act he liked to do with rooster tails and his children.
What would a rooster tails be? Let's think about that next week.
Oh, what would that be for a sex act?
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That would have to do with ketchup in the ass.
No, or sriracha.
Yes, because there's cock sauce on it. You're exactly right.
Cock sock is
right on the
cock
ass. That's a rooster tail. And after a man ejaculates, he pulls out and fucking gives kind of a pinkish ooze on the ass. That's the rooster tail.
I was thinking of something different. I was thinking about when you're mounting your mate and when you're climaxing, you've held the stuff in your ass long enough that you just...
Rooster tail.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
That's so much better.
I like it.
I like that one too.
Would you guys care if we played the audio for that intro again?
Oh, fuck no.
I would love
it's been
it.
In
I,
my head for 2.5 hours.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Because I was thinking that it kind of sounds like an SNL clip. Doesn't it kind of sound like one of the fake commercials?
That motherfucker
like
writes
that?
A catchy tune.
Yeah,
he does.
Whoever that guy is, if you're listening, that guy, you're awesome.
Steve Marzoni.
It's so catchy, and the fact that it's so vague and it's all just like the guy had to know that the joke was on the Johnson, right?
He goes and presents it to the clients, and they're like, "This is great." And he's snickering.
Yeah, he's like, "Me, my kids, and my Johnson."
He's doing shitloads of coke because it sounds like it was recorded
off of his own Johnson,
right?
Just you cocaine and the Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Let's hear that again.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize.
You caught a prize.
You're meeting your Johnson.
God, it's so funky.
Hot and nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
This is my favorite part.
You and your Johnson. A way of life for over 50 years.
I'm coming to your house to rape you.
You and your Johnson are going to do a lot of damage.
But it really sounds like an SNL clip.
It does.
It sounds like something that was written by the writer Jack Handy. He always did those awesome, super vague commercials. Like, what's the one that Bill Murray did where he's drinking the crappy water? He's pouring it into the glass and like... old like pop bottles are coming in and it's like spring water, but it's all dirty and disgusting.
It's out of Detroit.
Yeah, I think it actually might have been.
Okay, let's go into movie madness. If there's somebody that hasn't listened to the show, we haven't said it before in a while, but movie madness is a game we play on the show where we play movie clips and we all try to guess what it is, and you as a listener can also play along. We had a listener send in this week's movie madness.
With their Johnson.
With just you, your MM, and your Johnson. It's hard to
Todd. You,
you're MM and you're Johnson. Yeah, that's hard.
The extra vowel there sucks. All right, here we go.
Good night, Marlene. See you later, Don.
Sammy, tell Grandpa not to wait up.
Let's go boogie.
Sure.
Oh, listener, I know this one.
I got it, too.
I know it, too.
Okay.
Wow, that was the first one I've gotten in a long time.
This was the trifecta of
this
bliss.
Is a great one, though. We're obviously not going to reveal it so that we can continue to play. And
it's the road.
And other people.
Just me, Tisdale, and my Johnson.
It's definitely the road.
What's up, Tisdale?
So, June, I already know the answer to this question, but how was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July was really fun. Jenny and I hung out for 4th of July again. We didn't kill any. We didn't shoot any babies with fireworks. But we all hung out together at a friend's house and then went to another party after that, a double night, a party. And it was on. It was like one of those parties where you knew everybody are there and just constantly talking to people, and it was great to see everybody.
Yeah, every part, anywhere you would go in the party was fun. It wasn't like any of those where you find yourself in a room where you're like, oh.
There was a
the
tidbit.
The sad bastards were all just like, yeah, they're talking about like Nabochov.
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
Chekhov, and you're just like,
This room is boring. Yeah there was boring rooms. It was awesome. It was really
there
fun.
Was a tidbit of douchebaggery.
There was.
A friend of mine's roommate, or a friend of mine's
upstairs
neighbor came home and was absolutely, had cunt to 10.
Yeah.
And she was there, and there's probably, what, like, maybe
30
of us at the house, and she just starts going into everybody about lighting fireworks off on
she,
fucking 4th
of July.
On the 4th
of July. She flipped. And we didn't have any, like, even...
real fireworks.
Right.
They
were like pink diamond that BT and I bought at the local QFC for $19.99. I mean, it was nothing that was... anything other than a pop and maybe a squeal.
Yeah. I had an interesting thing like that, too, with a bitch who was driving. I was hanging out in the Northeast. I'm sorry, but white people are fucking annoying because it's all the people that are driving by the fucking no-impact roads. They're the neighborhood roads where no one drives by, and there's shit going off in the streets, like people with their fucking zombies or ice house, whatever those fucking little... sparklers on acid are called, and people have to sit there and wait for literally 30 seconds, and then the thing goes off and it's smoking, and they roll down their window and go, can I go now? And it's like, why the fuck? Like, it's Fremont, like, is 3 blocks away. Drive
and
down that fucking,
you know,
street.
What, it's the 4th of July.
Exactly.
Well,
if it was like July 28th and somebody's doing it in the middle of the road, sure,
I'd get out of my car
there,
and fucking slap
when we
them
went over to our first party, even just to get
just fireworks there. Fireworks in my Johnson.
Fireworks just blew off my Johnson. There was tons of streets just that people closed off and just said closed for block party. Like, I'm sure they didn't get permission to do that. It's the 4th of July. It's America's birthday, and if you don't like it, there's a lot of other places
you can
live.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. I want to hear about this cunt. So she's pissed off you're setting off fucking sparklers.
Well, she lived upstairs of the place that we were partying at, and she just went on this tirade.
She was like, my cat is hiding under the bed. If you guys light off any more fireworks, I'm calling the cops.
Where was this party? What neighborhood?
Belmont neighborhood.
Like 39th and Belmont,
basically. So, but was shit going on, pretty much?
Well, I mean...
Portland
goes, you know,
fucking
it's not,
ape shit.
It's actually after experiencing Washington.
Yeah,
this is really timid.
Yeah,
you mean the napalm scene?
Yes,
yeah. You guys lived
the
through
Beirut.
Last year?
I just kept waiting to hear the what's it, the call of the Valkyries. But she goes, your fireworks keep making my house smell like fireworks.
Well,
what?
Okay.
On the 4th of July? Close your door, bitch. Close your mouth and then go upstairs and fuck off.
And the even stupider thing is our friend that was having the party actually told her, like, 3 weeks in advance, I'm having people over, invited her to the party, and she was like, oh, no problem. That sounds great.
Yeah, but she had a problem when she was done. She got off of work. She's a nurse, isn't she?
I don't know what she is.
One thing that I realized on the 5th of July... and I've noticed this for the last 3 years now, is all of my shits smell like gunpowder. on the 5th of July.
Patrick, you aren't supposed to eat the fireworks.
Well, that's a funny... Actually, that goes into a funny story.
Does it? Because it's true, isn't it?
I was going over to the first party. It was a barbecue, and I got this... I'm really fucking poor right now. And so I bought the cheapest bottle of wine at the Plaid Pantry, which was like 3 1/4, and it was called Grey Fox.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And
excellence.
So everybody's making fun of me, like, oh, you got the Grey Fox. You're good. It's like one up from Mad Dog.
Yeah.
And so
it was like a half up, maybe.
We started joking around that when after I'm done drinking it, I'm going to go cuckoo. I'm going to go crazy.
Reefer, Grey Fox Madness?
Yes.
Right. So we kind of started making up our own commercials, you know, like... one of them was... my tummy hurts. I ate too many fireworks. Grey Fox. Or that the little grey fox on the label goes... You're gonna fuck the ugly girl. Grey Fox. Because it was just a shitty wine. And then you just start walking through drywall. Wah! You don't use any doors. Just like right
Gray
through
Fox.
Everything.
Gray Fox.
How did I end up in Brazil?
Gray Fox.
Just me, Gray Fox, and my Johnson.
Oh, God. Gray Fox sounds like a wine that you actually pour on your Johnson to make it faster.
That's how you get drunk, is you pour it into your Johnson hole. That's how you consume it. The actual hole in the bottle of wine is big enough for your Johnson.
Well, that's
just
right.
Stick it in.
My dick's stuck in this wine glass, or this wine bottle.
Grey Fox.
So I had a horrible night at the ER.
So my whole thing was like, I'm going to meet my wife.
The she's 4th gonna, of July, she's
I'm
going
to
have another.
Wife.
You're going to see her from across the party, and she's going to be wearing like a fucking 12-pack container on her head, and she's going to be holding a bottle of Grey Fox, and you're going to be like, there's my lady.
You hooked up, Grey Fox. So, yeah, but the evening ended instead of me finding a girlfriend, waking up in my buddy's bed with my buddy.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And I go home and... taped at my house I have a cork board on the refrigerator where we put all of our bills,
right?
And on the cork board, because the bills haven't come, is this fucking little bag, and somebody wrote, because there's a dry erase marker area above the cork board where
it's very efficient,
where we have all our bills written, saying like what people owe and shit. It says who somebody lost your meth. And somebody had, there was this
for real
bag of meth sitting in my house, in my kitchen, on the cork board, on the refrigerator. A real bag of fucking meth.
Really a real bag.
Where is this bag of meth right now?
It's in the toilet.
Yeah, they flushed it down. But.
But what's
it
funny
was, it
is.
It was
like,
just found.
In the house?
No.
What happened is that Johnny got home after partying. Looks down, and it's right in our neighborhood, right where we park our cars and shit. And there's a fucking bag of meth. And his joke, put it on the cork board. Who lost your meth?
Well, Johnny's a funny motherfucker.
Well, that's why we call him Johnny Fucker. And
I didn't
know
that.
So I walk in, I'm like, what the? And I've been watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah, this is AMC's franchise. This is Breaking Bad. Portland, like their CSI.
Breaking Bad, Oregon version.
Breaking Bad, Matt Johnson. So I look at it and I just go, what the fuck? You assholes are going to get drunk one day and like try to smoke this shit. Like roommates and shit, you know, like we have people over and we immediately just flush
it down the toilet.
I go, I don't want this in the fucking house. Buzzkill. And
you're
we flush that
joy,
shit.
Man.
Fuck having meth.
Yeah, I agree
meth
with you.
Sucks.
I've never done meth.
But there is, like, it totally makes sense. Like, we saw that guy mowing the lawn that one day.
Oh.
Like, you know, there's people that walk around the neighborhood and try to collect cans or whatever. It probably, somebody's 4th of July was sad because they lost their meth.
Sad.
I had to go to bed at 4 in the morning.
Damn it.
I was expecting to be here till the 6th.
I wanted to see the sunrise.
Tomorrow and the next day, too.
So anyway, had to get rid of that meth.
Oh, that's a good thing to do.
Well, I don't want any meth in the house.
No.
I don't want meth being anywhere readily available to anybody that drinks and then all of a sudden think, you know, fuck that. Out of the house. Done. Flush it down the toilet.
Well, you're going to, somebody in this house is going to invite an unsavory character like fucking me who's going to be like, hey, let's fucking just do meth right now.
Why do you have this meth in your corkboard?
Well, also I was
thinking. Is it Irish?
I was thinking after it got flushed, I was like, God, I wonder if I could have got maybe a couple of Vicodin for this meth. Which would open another window
Portland's
of
big
sadness.
On bartering.
It is.
Take it down to the farmer's market.
You're like, what can I get? Can I get some avocados for this meth?
Can I get some corn? Hey,
I do want some cabbages. They look nice today. I don't have any money, but I do have this bag of meth.
I'm telling you guys.
Find a farmer in Clackamas.
Well, talking to a farmer, you're like, dude, you could harvest your whole field in a
You totally need to
day.
Find a farmer in Clackamas. They would fucking sell their whole lot for that meth. They'll give you their farm.
And their Johnson.
And their Johnson. Just and their entire farmhouse.
Me, my meth, and my Johnson.
Anyway, I already posted on the Facebooks the video for that, but I'll repost it on the Hideous Creature Show site. Or the Hideous Creature Show Facebook with the Johnson on it, because you got to watch the whole commercial for it. It's really, really funny.
And if you want to go to our website, it's hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com.
Yeah, I'll post it there too. So
let's get another movie madness, and then we can go do our topic.
Gotcha.
What's happening, hot stuff?
Son of a bitch.
Very good.
Like, yeah.
So we all know it.
Is this Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes.
Is it Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Ooh, good one.
So why don't we jump into topic of the week?
This is the topic of the week.
Okay, so the topic of the week is things that you wanted as a kid.
That's right.
That you never got. I wanted a Snoopy snow cone maker
so bad.
The chick that lived next to us was one of those kids. Her dad was a dentist, and they had money, like 80s money. You know what I mean? Like,
did they have ATVs?
No, that's one thing they didn't have. But she had like... She had everything. She had like all of the Annie dolls with like the Annie mansion. She had like every fucking pretty pony that had ever been invented. She had every strawberry shortcake. She had a Snoopy snow cone maker. She would let us eat the snow cone sometimes.
Did she use it
but
as a
every time I would
power?
Go over there, like my sister and I would go over there and we'd be like, Shannon, let's make Snoopy snow cones. And it was like one of those things where she's like, nah, that's boring. Like, I've had that for 2 weeks now. Shit's stupid. And I would just, like,
Shannon,
I wanted it so bad.
It's a funny thing that you bring that up. Because when I was a kid, I pitched to my parents that buying me the Snoopy snow cone machine was money in their pocket.
How so?
This is the theory I had when I was, like, 7 or 8, is that once...
If
they front me the money for the Snoopy snow cone machine,
it's
going to
come back
$8, I'm going to sit on the corner and make snow cones
for the whole neighborhood.
And at ten cents or whatever it is, and that thing will pay for itself within a week.
You're right.
And I'm going to be sitting on all kinds of money.
You're like, seriously, Mom and Dad, if you don't buy me this, you're idiots. Here's why. Here's my tenfold plan.
But it was an entrepreneurial tool to have.
The commercials for that snow cone maker were amazing.
Well, you know what? It was just Kool-Aid on top, right?
It was just sugar.
Yeah, it was just like sugar syrup.
Like sugar syrup, yeah.
Sugar syrup was a sustenance back then, too.
Oh,
it still is.
Well, yeah.
God, you can put it on nachos.
And the maker itself was so cute, like Snoopy and Woodstock sleeping on top of the fucking doghouse.
Did you ever get to play with it?
Well, I mean, she like made him and we ate him.
Fuck you, Shannon.
It had that.
I want to call that bitch up.
She let me play with a lot of her toys. And then, like, I was older, so when I got older, I actually babysat her. So Shannon's a good girl.
And you just made snow cones for pay?
Seriously, I'm like 16. I'm just
Kayla, will you work for snow cones?
Yes.
Well, I remember that little pusher that you'd push down and you'd crank the little shaft and it would turn it into the snow cone. That was the best thing.
And
it was chased. It was shaped just like Snoopy's little house.
Yeah. It was just like the little dog house.
What a fucking ploy.
Oh, God.
Talk about rich.
Karen and I were talking about this one time, and I was like, God, I wanted that snow cone. And Karen's like, what? You don't have a Snoopy snow cone? I totally had one. And then I was like, of course you did, fucking Karen. Of course you had a Snoopy snow cone.
Sweet Karen. Fuck you. Not fuck you, but fuck you in your younger days.
Oh, she totally had a Snoopy snow cone.
I didn't have a Snoopy snow cone.
Patrick, what did you always want when you were a kid?
When I was 8 years old, I really wanted a Rickenbacker guitar.
When you were how old?
8.
The double truss rod, fucking...
I didn't want the 12-string. I just wanted to look like...
Well, they all have double truss rod.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want the 12-string. I just wanted to be Brian Adams when I was 8 years old.
Not...
Who doesn't?
Not Paul McCartney?
I had heard Beatles records, but there were no videos at the time. Are you fucking kidding me?
Pre-YouTube.
It was 1984, man, yeah. I wanted a Rickenbacker guitar, and I asked my parents for an electric guitar, and they were like, no fucking way. Which I understand now.
Well, yeah, I'm talking Snoopy snow cone, which is probably what retail $12.99. And
that.
I couldn't get that shit.
The other toy I wanted really bad when I was 13 is I wanted the Voltron thing where the lions like meet up and form like the big robot thing, and that was like $50 in like 1986.
But that
that's
was like,
a lot.
Well, that's like it, eight toys
yeah, totally.
In one.
In 86,
it
for
is,
sure.
But and I wanted that, and I never got it. And the thing, I didn't want for that much when I was a child. But the thing was, as I got older, I realized about my parents is. They'd say, what do you want for Christmas? And you'd say, I want a CD player. You know, like, I want a CD player. And what
you
want...
You end up with a Betamax?
No, what you want is, like, an actual CD player, like the one that's downstairs in the living room that they have. So you can just... But what they get you is, like, the boombox that has a CD player in it. And the only way it sounds good is if you, like... Take your really crappy Walkman headphones with the fucking orange foam things and put them on there and listen to it. And you can't like move fucking 5 steps away from your bed while you're sitting there and jerking off
dance.
And listening to Enya. But like my parents were always like giving me things, but I'd always be like, I want a record player. And they'd like come up with like, oh, this is a thing that you play those Disney records on. And it was always just like a step below. So Rickenbacker guitars,
well, you
even
sound,
when I was 8.
You sound way, way advanced on
seriously,
your
Seriously, I
gifts.
Didn't get a
when
CD
was,
player until I was in my 20s.
I didn't get a CD player until I was like 17.
And I bought it for myself, I think.
I was
We didn't get a VCR until I was like...
I was almost graduated from high school when CD players came out.
Right. So I think,
well,
yeah.
We had these things, but they didn't...
It was a little
like,
age difference
I didn't get
going
them.
On.
You know, like when I wanted a CD player, I think I was like 16 years old. But it was just like, they were just like, here's a boombox, here it is. And I had it for a really long time. But I wanted, as 16 years old, personally, I wanted to go, well, this Christmas I'll get the CD player. And next Christmas I'll get, like, I'll save up money and buy a receiver. And like I'll
right,
build a
you'll build
stereo,
a
stereo system. My parents were like, "This is what you need." And me being a dumbass fucking 16-year-old, I'm
you being fucking going, Rain Man is what it is.
I'm not Rain Man, but when I was 8, I wanted a Rickenbacker guitar because I was like, "I'm going to learn how to play that motherfucking thing." And it took fucking another 6 years until I actually got a guitar. And my parents were like, "Well, if you want a guitar, get a paper out and make the money," which I did.
Life lesson.
It was a life lesson, and I'm very grateful for that. But.
What I did is I waited until I was 18 and I got a paper route and then I got a Snoopy snow cone machine.
See, that's
on eBay.
I was
seriously
30
I bet
on
if
a
you,
paper route trying to get that CD player.
But when you're 8 years old, what you think is you're going to get a Rickenbacker guitar and then all of a sudden you're going to spend all your time hanging out in abandoned warehouses with a film crew and bandmates around you. And that's actually how I thought when I was 8 years old. If I get this guitar,
I'm going to be great.
I'm going to be fucking great.
Yeah.
And you know, reality sets in and not really. I know A minor.
Yeah.
So that's actually how I thought when I was 8 years old. I loved myself when I was 8 years old.
I always wanted to play guitar, but I never ever thought that there's no way that my parents would ever buy me a guitar.
Because do they think that you're like, oh, you're going to pick it up, play
no,
it for a
they
week
just,
and then just go
we
fuck
were,
it?
We were poor and B, they knew that my desires are so fleeting. That there's no way that I would actually pull through and actually do anything with it.
Right.
But for the thing that I always wanted when I was a kid, I always wanted a Volkswagen Bug.
Really? When you were a kid?
When I was about 9, I wanted a Bug.
I thought it was like the coolest car.
So that, yeah, me too. I thought it was the coolest car in the world. And I had aspirations of, I'm going to drive to California.
Yep. And they have internet down in California.
They got that.
They got all that your internet. Dreams have come true down in that California.
So
they have a smog-filled light down in California.
I knew, okay, the first thing I wanted was the Millennium Falcon, but that was not going to fucking happen.
In reality, right.
So what I did when I was like, about 9 or 10 is I got a dollar every day to go for lunch for to go to school and eat lunch. Oh, and I didn't fucking eat.
I think this is like you have a pattern of being a little entrepreneur. Do you realize that?
I think I'm a stubborn asshole. Okay. Is what it is.
So you got a dollar every day,
and I saved it up, and I swear to God, by the time I was 12. I had enough money, and I kept getting. There was this paper in Portland called the Nickel Ads, and I would look in the Nickel Ads every week to see if there was, you know, like a Volkswagen for sale. Because back then they would go for $400 or $300, and eventually I had $300. And finally, I'm like, I swear to God, I saved up all this fucking money and bought a Volkswagen when I was about 13.
That was your first car?
Yeah, and I couldn't drive it.
You've told this story because then you bought it, and your mom was like, "Great, now you need to buy insurance." And you were like, "What? What? What?
Son of a bitch! You gotta have insurance."
You were like, "Wait, but I have a car now."
And I couldn't drive it. And actually, I never got the car.
You gave it to your mama.
My mom got it, and
wait, so you rode it, but never got to drive it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he gave it to his mommy
because I couldn't. Insurance, I was like, insurance
You're
is
like,
for
what?
Suckers.
What color was it?
It was burgundy.
Like a purplish wine?
Really, yeah, really hard red.
You only get that shit on the West Coast. Like the East Coast, you don't get.
And it had a ski rack on the back, one of the old, old ski racks.
For real.
Would hold like two skis.
I'm talking Snoopy snow cones over here.
Oh my God.
And my mom said I had to have insurance, and I looked into insurance, and it was however much it was a month, and there's no fucking way.
And you're 13
it
years old.
It took me fucking from 9 to 13 or 14 to buy this thing. There's no way I'm going to be able to pay insurance on this shit. So,
would you still want this car today?
Nostalgically?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, Jenny, would you still want a snow cone maker?
Yes.
Right now? Fuck, I would love her if she had a snow cone machine.
I want to preface this, too, with my parents were awesome. And, like, when I wanted a Cabbage Patch doll, like, my mom got me a Cabbage Patch doll.
Those were horrible.
Even better, actually, when, like, Cabbage Patch dolls were all the rage, my parents couldn't. They were expensive when they first came out. They were fucking crazy expensive. And my mom actually went and bought the plastic heads and. You can buy doll heads with
put
yarn
on
hair.
On a tube sock?
No, she sewed.
Cabbage Patch Snake.
She sewed my sister
it's
Sarah.
It's a lettuce patch kid, Jenny.
It's a snake patch. She sewed my sister and I both dolls. They're amazing dolls. Like,
see, yeah.
She made us homemade Cabbage Patch dolls with homemade clothes. And it was awesome. Like, eventually, a year or two down the road, we got real Cabbage Patch dolls. But, like, I didn't ever, like, don't think my parents couldn't afford a Snoopy snow cone. It's just something I never got that I wanted, you know?
Well,
maybe I didn't even voice how much I really wanted it.
Right. Well, also, I want to say that, you know, we were poor, but, you know, I always had food and
right,
shit.
Right, exactly. Yeah. When I was 8 years old, we were poor. We were fucking poor. We didn't have, we had food and we had, like,
we didn't have
fun
heat,
times.
But boy, oh boy.
It took me a long time to realize when I was a kid that, like, when we didn't have money, I would just say to my dad, write a check. And it took me a lot of years before I understood what the fuck a check really was. And I just thought it was a magical piece of paper you gave to the grocer and you could get your shit.
I also think our parents were probably, well, what it sounds like, our parents were probably pretty cool.
Very cool. Our parents were the best.
Mom. Oh, my God, I love my parents.
I want a third arm. No.
I'll say one other thing that I really, really wanted when I was a kid, and this was a really lofty one, was one of those fucking motorized Barbie cars.
Oh, the
or like the little Range Rovers for the boys. I wanted the hot pink one, and you could actually drive it yourself. Right. Like you could sit in it when you were little enough and
you
and drive
all pedal.
Around.
You didn't have to pedal. There
right.
wasn't the one.
That's more than you having the snow cone machine. I wish you still had that vet, because I would
Seriously.
Love to see you roll up into parties with that. Woo!
My legs are all sticking up at my throat.
You can only see because one of your boobs is over your eye.
Yeah. What? No, officer, I'm not driving drunk. This is my Barbie vet.
Why is she Rickrolling everybody? No, it's the only tape in the car.
It's like Teddy Ruxpin.
Hey, I wanted one of those, too.
We didn't want one.
We are going to jump into a fake break real quick. This is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on 503-928-7751 and leave us a message. Every message we get is
gold.
Is a delight.
It's a fucking diamond and platinum taco.
Okay, here's another movie madness.
This has got to be a joke.
Wow.
Fake the, break.
The we, game?
We will be right back.
I'm like a lot of women. I like beer, especially Michelob. I like it a lot. But sometimes I just want a little. And that's where Mc7 comes in. 7 ounces of Michelob. That's perfect. The bottle, the taste, and he likes it too.
Weekends were made for Michelob.
And for Mc7.
We are back from fake break. That was a moped fake break. There was a bunch of mopeds sitting out front.
It was a learning experience, June.
It was very good. So I was thinking that we could just jump into another movie madness real quick.
I would like that very much.
Here we go.
Nobody's caught me yet.
But you big teaser, huh?
No. I'm in the 40 and lie flat.
Flat?
This is a very one character heavily episode of Movie Madness.
I mention that we had technical difficulties
earlier?
We did, but this is the exploits of blank, blank, blank.
Can we get one more?
Yeah.
Can I borrow your underpants for 10 minutes?
Ugh.
If that doesn't give it away,
oh,
I don't know what
does.
Oh
God, I just peed myself a little bit, or maybe it was not pee.
Yeah, we had to go to a standby on this one, Patrick. Usually does all the movie madnesses.
We've been doing it lately,
and
yeah. I don't normally do it.
Well, no. What happened is that it's so fucking hot in my room, in the studio.
In the
studio.
The computers.
In the Hideous Creature.
The computers
studio.
Aren't working.
The computers are not functioning properly, and it's
so Patrick had prepared an awesome one that he was ready to unleash on us, and it just didn't happen.
It was. To be layered. I was going to layer it and layer
well,
it.
Well, we're going to do it on another day.
I wanted, like,
so
Chip.
Hot.
I wanted Robert Cannon. I wanted Sweet Karen to go, what the fuck movie was this for a little bit? And then go, oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more movie, Madison. We'll jump into Douchebag of the Week.
Donger's here for 5 hours and he's got somebody. I live here my whole life and I'm like a disease.
Hell yeah, you are.
You're a fucking redhead. Tart disease. God, I wouldn't even fuck you with Bender's dick.
Actually, if you don't know this one, you're pretty out of the loop.
Or you're 12.
Right. And if you're 12, don't listen to Hideous Creature. Yeah,
you're not allowed to listen to this show if
your parents
12.
Should tell you to
your parents
not
are bad.
Do
your
this.
Parents are the douchebag of the week if you listen to this show and you're 12.
I think we should do advertisements for people that we know. Like,
I try. Well, we used to do... Modified. So let's jump into last week's winners for Douchebag of the Week for episode 50. Jenny?
51.
No,
episode
but
51.
For episode 50.
No,
oh,
51 sorry.
Right
look at me. I've had
How
a
many
lot.
Beers
I've
had
51 beers. I've had 51
it's
beers.
It's not a song. 51 beers.
I can't drink 51. Okay, so for episode 50... We had a tie for third place.
What?
We had a tie between the Duck Narc and the Lady Who Crashed Her Car to Avoid the Vampire. The Twihard.
The Twihard.
I totally just spilled that beer all over my
leg. What did you call it? Like, you're not seeing vampire pills?
Yeah. What? I don't know. She wasn't very delighted. Yeah, she wasn't taking her Nazi vampire pills. In second place, which I'm very happy about, this is the one I voted for, was Leprechaun Tattletale. The guy's jumping around, dressed like a leprechaun. People are narking on him. Exactly. Why would you tattle on that?
Didn't we say that his pot of gold was like a turd behind an Escalade?
Yes. That is exactly what it is.
Turd behind an Escalade?
You found my pot of gold.
My God, that's...
I found me pot. In first place from last week was the Super Baby Sellers.
Got it.
The crystal meth heads that wanted to sell their baby.
Good jeans.
$25.
That was at Walmart. Right.
Walmart. That's the best place to sell your baby.
That's the best place to get savings.
Well, that's where you can get your best deal.
It is.
Deal,
you get
right.
So many values.
Oh, my God. There's that smiley face that just tells you. You don't even have to think.
I bet that baby had a smiley face, smiley face sticker stuck on his chest.
Or its diaper that was, like, leaking shit and fucking raspberry popsicle goo.
Stamped on that diaper.
Just not to mention there's, like, somebody with, like, an Aldous lamp, like, clicking on and off through the... I don't know. So why don't we jump into episode 51, Douchebag of the Week.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
What I've got is man holds his mom hostage for not ironing. Uh-oh. Villa Rica, Georgia.
For not having that Snoopy snow cone machine.
That's why I would hold my mama hostage. Authorities have charged a 29-year-old man for aggravated assault and false imprisonment after they allege he held his mom hostage for failing to iron his clothes.
You're not leaving the house!
29 years old. Carroll County Sheriff's said the man remained in jail Wednesday without bond. The unidentified woman was not harmed. Griffith said the man who lives with his parents...
Okay, wait.
What? Can you repeat? Go back. Like,
yes.
Rewind.
Say whatever you want.
I've listened to past shows, and me interrupting is the most aggravating thing
I've
ever realized.
No, it's great.
What's his name?
It doesn't say. It only says the name of the officer.
Oh, okay.
But he's 29 years old.
Well, I thought it said the guy's name and that if his mom's name wasn't divulged, duh, it's just Mrs. blah blah blah.
No, it doesn't say his name. It's just the man who lives with his parents.
Who assaulted his mother for not ironing his shirts?
Yes. Griffith said the man, that's exactly right, Patrick. The man who lives with his parents wanted his mother to do some ironing because it was, quote, woman's work. When she refused, authorities allege he pulled out a gun.
Yeah.
And took his 51-year-old mother's keys and cell phone and refused to let her leave for at least 6 hours.
I'm throwing back the prices to 1965. That's what he was thinking.
She eventually escaped her own fucking house where she houses her 29-year-old awful son and went to the police station. Authorities were able to get the man out without incident. They probably had to iron his clothes.
But do you think the mother didn't have any warning signs before this?
Like, what? Hello. Number one warning sign. Your son is 29 and he still lives with you. He's probably never fucking stuck his dick in a pussy and he sucks. He can't.
Jenny, we're not calling it pussy anymore.
What are we calling it?
Puss.
Oh, puss. He's never, ever got any puss.
So is pussy plural and puss a singular? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the way over here, me and Pat, about how I like the word puss.
Jenny loves it. Her puss creams.
From Party Down when Lydia's like, come on, we're not arguing. You get a ton of puss. It was like the funniest line in the show. This guy gets no puss.
Okay. He does not get any kitty cat.
So the douchebag in the story, of course,
is the guy. Well,
she did not
raise him right, apparently. She didn't raise him to leave the home, leave the nest.
Could you imagine him being, like, trying to get onto a bus with an expired transit, one of the tickets.
This happened to me yesterday.
He has got to, like, flip his lid.
I was on the MAX.
Oh, anything. He doesn't handle any kind of being told no well.
I was on the MAX yesterday, and I saw this, like, 18-year-old kid. He was, like, he came in with his bike, and he was with his two friends. He's just spitting. Like, spitting.
Spitting on the floor?
On the floor. And when does our role, your role, my role, other people's role, turn in from being just somebody who's just like, I'm going to ignore it, I don't really give a shit, into like the old guy who's
stop
just like,
fucking spitting.
Hey, dude. Yeah. I wanted to spit on his pedals and like spit on his tire and then like drool in his mouth and be like, feel my cum, baby.
I think that people just don't back up what they're saying anymore.
No,
and kids know that they're not going to be fucking taken out. And they need to be fucking knocked in the head.
Right. People.
And you know what? That kid's going to tell all his friends, like, holy shit, this one guy.
Laid some knowledge on me.
Knocked me in the head for being a dick.
I think the best way to do it, if you see shit like this and you're in that situation, just get 2 inches away from their face and just start screaming. Like, and I mean like this. Maybe that will help. Maybe that will do it. Maybe the kid will go, what the fuck?
No, you know what will happen is you'll get ejected from the bus.
I don't give a shit. I can walk, man. It was downtown Portland. Like, I can walk home in 20 minutes. This kid will be like, oh, he'll go back to his mommy and daddy and be like, this man fucking yelled at me on the bus. And he'll be like, well, what were you doing? Nothing. And they'll be like, it's all right, son. But that kid will know.
No, the asshole's going to do like a diatribe on YouTube.
I hate you. You were the guy who yelled at me on my bus. And you know what? You made me at a bad time and I couldn't perform with my girlfriend. Fuck you. Like, seriously,
he's going to go blog about it on his super blog.
And this kid could not.
Oh, you're so good and blogged about Yelly.
This kid could not blog. I don't think this fucker knew how to type.
Spell blog.
B-L-O-D.
I have a blog.
Okay, well.
Okay, so number one is 29-year-old man holds his own mother hostage. That's where that
and the and the douchebag is the dude.
Okay, well. An inmate's plan to smuggle drugs into jail wasn't very ingenious, not by any stretch of the imagination, or the rubber band he used in his scheme. Jason Graham, 33, of Venice, was being booked into the Manatee County Jail for violating his supervised release on a DWI charge when drugs fell out of his pants. Graham was charged into his blue jail uniform on June 30th when a supervising deputy said he heard a rubber band snap and Graham pulled his pants up.
It's good to hold your drugs with a rubber band. It works really good on your sweaty balls.
Yep. A white object with a rubber band attached to it fell out of his pants, reports from the Brandenton Herald reported. The package. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Well, it's written horribly.
The package contained blue prescription pills. It is apparent.
Smurf?
Wait.
Smurf pills?
Papa Smurf.
Avatar?
Pills?
Avatar pills?
Nope. What do you got?
What is it?
I can't think of any other pill that's blue.
Flintstone vitamins?
Blue okay. Man Group pills?
Ooh. Right.
Give me marshmallows. Give me PVC pipe. Give me Bay Peyton. Fucking next nitro.
I think Patrick likes the Blue Man Group.
Fucking totally dug himself 18 times.
You probably did. You probably are in the Blue Man Group.
Okay, so Avatar pills, Blue Man pills.
Smurf pills.
Smurf pills and vitamins.
Were they?
It's gotta be
vitamin D. It is apparent that Graham had this package secured around his genital area and it popped off during the changing of his pants, the deputy wrote in his arrest report, according to the Brandenton Herald. Now Graham has additional charges, drug trafficking and introduction of contraband into a facility. This dude, little blue pills. Like, the reporter couldn't just tell us what those little blue pills
were. Viagra.
This guy was getting his game on.
Right? Can I just say it?
No. He's getting his game on.
Okay. I'm going to go into prison, into an all-male prison, and I'm going to tie a bunch of fucking drugs around my balls.
Heroin?
Nope.
Oh, wait.
Cocaine?
No. Nope.
Wait, can I get...
Marijuana?
No. Nope. Okay. Can I get... Yeah. No. Can I get the weed? No. Nope.
No. Nope. What? Codeine? Nope.
Morphine?
Nope.
Dilaudapine?
Nope.
Speed? Meth?
No. Definitely not meth.
Yeah, because it's on my fridge.
Because it's on June's fridge.
Adderall? Maybe you need to make a birdhouse quicker?
Nope. 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 Viagra. I need it in the joint, dude.
What I think it is that this fucking guy is bringing in Viagra for just as fucks.
I like that.
To
I
sell
like
to
that
other
theory.
People so they can just fucking
well,
fuck
no,
the
just
shit
sell
out.
To the guys that are ruling the prison that need to fucking
or old dudes
bend,
and they need to get
they need to
their
break these
hard.
Guys to fuck them into
these new,
submission.
These new Joes are coming in with hard dicks. These old guys need to fucking show them what's who's boss. I like it, June. I like it a lot.
I think it's a fucking horrible theory, but.
I think it's pretty good
theory.
I
don't think it's horrible.
I think it could be true.
Seems like a Saturday afternoon in the park to me.
Saturday in the park. Think it was a 4th of July.
Anyway.
How about you, June? What douche canoe do you have for us?
I like douche canoe.
I do, too.
Okay, with the bullshit's going on with the computers, give me a second and I'll get it ready to go.
What I love about Patrick Williams' cold aftershave is that it feels good.
A nearly empty bottle of vanilla extract and Diet Coke was what officers say they
nearly
found in
empty.
Kelly Moss's car. Separately, they may not seem harmful, but together, experts say they can be very potent. 48-year-old Kelly Moss appears in court Friday and gets a $4,000 bond for what happened on this Arlington street.
What happened?
Sam Palmer saw her car.
Oh, it was jumped up over the curb. She had driven it up over the curb. And so, in fact, I went and looked to see if she'd hit the telephone pole, and she hadn't done that, but she had both wheels up over the curb.
Police say Moss had a strong odor of vanilla on her breath and was unsteady on her feet. They found a nearly empty
She's
bottle
like Santa
of vanilla
Claus.
Extract and a partially empty bottle of Diet Coke in her car.
Vanilla Coke!
Vanilla extract said 35% alcohol. Moss was arrested. Sam Palmer
really?
Doesn't know her, but as a recovering alcoholic,
a lot more
he
than
knows abusers find ways to get their drug.
Mouthwash, Dr. Tinctures, Geritol, Robitussin.
As a
Viagra.
Drug addiction counselor, Dr. Carolyn Bryan
Snap.
Has seen it too.
Instead of taking the drug that they may have been, that may be their drug of choice and they may have been arrested for, they may be in trouble about, they'll take something else that gives them the same effect.
She counsels women to admit their problem and seek help.
I hope that she gets into some kind of treatment program and or steered into a 12-step program. She could have hit the telephone pole. She could have wiped somebody else out.
She could have done her
now
taxes
this was
while fucking
she
teaching
made,
a midget how to fly a
She could have baked a
kite.
Delicious
Moss's
cake.
Third DUI arrest. No one answered the door at her Germantown home when we stopped by. She will be back in court August 19th.
Okay. How awesome would that be to meet that girl in a club? Oh, vanilla breath.
Oh, God.
She smells delicious.
You smell like Mrs. Claus, and there's nothing about me that says no.
I agree.
That's what I would think.
I'm going to call this one vanilla breath.
I just think that, like, drinking vanilla extract. Have you ever tasted vanilla extract?
It's great in pies, but I've taken a shot or two.
It's horrible
and not to
as
get
fuck.
Drunk, but just like, what does this shit taste like in potent form?
I've tasted it before.
It's gross.
So getting drunk on vanilla extract.
I bet if you mixed it with Coke, it probably would taste like normal.
Like vanilla
Coke? It would taste like licking a dog's balls with Diet Coke.
That's delicious.
Still, it's...
Well, it's like those fucking people who drink Listerine.
Right. I've seen that on Intervention.
Yeah, they drink Listerine. Could they not go to a store? Listerine, you get a big bottle of that when you see them chugging it. Could you not go and get like a 40 or like get...
Afford
they
a Listerine.
Can't because their family told them they can't
well,
drink.
I, what
but
I
they
think
can drink Listerine.
Well.
Do they get like super cut off where society won't let them get alcohol?
Yeah,
and so they have to.
Walk.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe she lives in a small community where everybody knows that she's a super alcoholic. So she goes to Safeway.
They're like, no, buys Patty.
Vanilla extract.
I don't believe in that fucking society.
I tell you, that would be the best blowjob in the world. A vanilla blowjob?
God, it's like getting fucking...
A B-job.
It's like getting a B-job from Christmas elves. Oh, my God. Your cock would smell like cinnamon
cookies.
Like cookies. Jenny, I love you.
I love you,
too.
One
of my kids want to sleep with me every night.
Oh, my God. Look at that gingerbread man. He's painting a house.
Anyway, what I think the douchebag is for this story is wrecking it for all the other drinkers. Like, they just want to kind of get drunk every once in a while with their friends. But no. You get cut off.
Vanilla breath.
You get cut off, and all of a sudden, you're vanilla breath.
And you ram your car into a telephone pole or a skier from fucking Aspen.
What if you tried to, like, bring her back to life and, like, give her the Heimlich maneuver? Vanilla.
Vanilla breath.
I think you'd
have
to
strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, but you'd have to jam those little silver balls that you used to put on Christmas cookies in the 1970s, and then she'd be like,
those are sick. Those will break your teeth off. You think they're candy, but they're not.
Also made of mercury.
So anyway, that's my last douchebag.
All right. Okay, I'm not voting today because.
All right, Jenny.
Okay, recap is 29-year-old man holds mom hostage. Number two is rubber band Viagra dude. And number three is vanilla breath, wrecking it for everyone.
Do we have only three?
Yeah, we have three, but we're good.
We had a lot of technical difficulties.
And we have a lot of heat.
Yeah, it's like, what, 106 up here right now?
It still is. With all three of us fucking blowhards up here, it's really hot.
Good point.
Hey, you're listening to the Hideous Creature Show, and I want to take a little time to say thank you for everybody that downloads the show and goes to iTunes.
And thank you guys, and tell friends that would listen to us.
Yeah, or that go to
don't tell
our website.
Don't tell your friend Chet, who's just like, I'm cooler than thou. Yeah,
I hate Chet.
I haven't listened to anything after 2008 because I think it's post prog rock douche, and I don't like it. Don't tell him.
Post prog rock, indeed. We got Hideous Creature Show Hotline, which is 503-928-7751.
Call it!
You can download all of our wonderful shows from our website. Or you can get the shows from iTunes, Podcast Alley, and Zune.
Absorb it!
God, I had one other thing I wanted to say, but I can't remember.
Think about it!
Hey, we're going to do another show next week. And we're going to leave this show with a Ween song. What song?
Don't tell him.
Ocean Man.
Take me by the hand. Take me to understand. On the wipeless sand.
Ocean Man.
David London.
Hey, we'll do another show next week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Sweet pea.
Well, before we go, the movie madness for episode 51 was 16 Candles.
First of the land.
The Hideous Creature Show. 24 hours.